The journey continues, day 29, Power of Unity. On the final Shabbat of the year, the Shabbat just before Rosh Hashanah, we always read the Torah portion of Nitzavim. And one of the reasons for this is, as the Baal Shem Tov says, that this Shabbos blesses the new month of Tishrei, the new year. But in this case, instead of us blessing it, God blesses it. And what is God's blessing? The opening verse of this chapter. That you stand before me today. What is today? Today refers to Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment. You stand fast and upright on this day, all of you. And the verse enumerates all the levels of the Jewish people, from one end of the spectrum to the other. They stand united. The power of unity. Unity is such a more enormous power that when people stand together and the Jewish people stand together, they are indestructible. So the best way to prepare for blessings is when we stand united. Our Father in heaven has so much joy and nachas and pleasure and pride when he sees his children together. So today let us focus on unity. There's unfortunately so much divisiveness. Focus on unity. Ask yourself, are you part of the problem or are you part of the solution? Do you feel united and connected to others? And the exercise of today is connect with someone that you have either ignored or have some grievance against. Find a way to unite with those around you. And that unity becomes the greatest way to prepare for the great blessings that come with the new year of Rosh Hashanah.